Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1264, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this week's show, we'll hear from Oscar Ford and Arthur Young, we'll play fair, we'll go to some barn dances, and have some dandy songs. Back on the July 21st show, I played Henry Ford's Model A by Oscar Ford, who was not related to Henry. I hope you liked that record, because here are three more from Oscar Ford.
A man, Johnson, bought him a car. It was a brand new Ford Model A. Old man Jones, when he found it out, went and bought him a new Chevrolet. They both got to bragging what a car they had. Each one said his car was the best. So they bet a jug of gin to let the best car win, and said that they ought to put him to a test. Whiskers on his chin. Everything was ready and the weather was fine. Folks come from miles around. So the race was to be to the top of the hill, and the winner was the first back to town. Give the signal for the start. Mac Mitchin was the judge on the stand. Old Riley Puckett was to hold a jug of gin and turn it over to the lucky man. Up the road they started in a mighty cloud of dust. Both cars were side by side. Old man Johnson was a stepping on the gas. Mr. Jones had his throttle open wide. Middle of the road, both drivers are trying to fly. They both cross the line at the very same time. Mac Mitchin had to say it was a tie. As we make this record, we're near about drunk. We're glad nobody didn't win, for we got the liquor and we sit right in to drink up a gallon jug of gin.
For an automobile, just buy you a Chevrolet 6. If you want to know just how a rich man feels, just buy you a Chevrolet 6. If you're married, you can live a happy life if you buy you a Chevrolet 6. If you're single and you want to get a wife, just buy you a Chevrolet 6. Country where the hills are high, just buy you a Chevrolet 6. If you're jammed in the traffic and you want to go by, just step on your Chevrolet 6. I tried to fight the band of Cadillac, but give me my Chevrolet seat. I got a date with my sugar and I never run late, cause I'm riding in the Chevrolet seat. Trouble with the folks at home, just buy you a Chevrolet 6. They'll be all smiled and leave you alone if you ride them in a Chevrolet 6. If you're in trouble and you want to get away, just buy you a Chevrolet 6. You can outrun the revenue night and day if you travel in a Chevrolet 6. Ride for pleasure or you ride for gain, just ride in a Chevrolet 6. If you want to ride out in the wind and the rain, just ride in a Chevrolet 6. If you want the best car you ever saw, just ride in a Chevrolet 6. The way to get along with your mother-in-law, it's a rider in a Chevrolet 6.
Georgia hills, shines the moon that brings me thrills, for it tells me of a girl who waits for me. And the stars that twinkle bright on a perfect summer night always make me long again for Tennessee. Now I'm a ramble and I gamble the folks in Alabama, down in Georgia, everyone's a pal to me. But I've just made up my mind, I would leave them all behind, just to be with Nell again in Tennessee. While the moon is shining bright in Alabama, and the song of making good the eyes at me. In the merry month of June, when the Georgia cotton blooms, I'll be with the girl I love in Tennessee. Since I saw my sweetheart last, and I can't forget the kiss she gave so free. As she whispered in my ear, I'll be waiting for you, dear, and my loving prayers will bring you back to me. Now my weary heart's been longing for the girl that I've been wronging. Here's a message of true love to welcome me. And I hope my train's on time, that will speed me down that line to the girl I'm going to wed in Tennessee. While the moon is shining bright in Alabama, and the stars are making good eyes at me. In the merry month of June, when the Georgia cotton blooms, I'll be with the girl I love in Tennessee.
You have now heard four of the 14 sides recorded for OK and Columbia by Oscar Ford under his own name. We started off with Race Between a Ford and a Chevrolet, recorded in Atlanta on December 5, 1930, issued on Columbia 15634-D. Oscar was accompanied by violinists Burt Lane and Clayton McMicken, and guitarist Riley Puckett. Next, from April 17, 1930, on Columbia 15554-D, was Riding in a Chevrolet 6. Lane and Lo Stokes were the fiddlers on that one. And just to prove that Oscar Ford didn't write and sing songs only about Fords and Chevys, we finished up with The Girl I Love in Sunny Tennessee. That was recorded in that same December 5, 1930 session, but issued later on Columbia 15673. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played Bundle of Blues by Arthur Young and his Youngsters. I hope you liked that record, because here are a couple more medleys from the Youngsters. Thank you. Arthur Young and his youngsters with a medley of ragtime tunes titled Any Old Rags. We heard both sides of Decca F5645, recorded August 6, 1935, and you probably recognized all of those tunes, starting with 12th Street Rag, Temptation Rag, Tiger Rag, Bugle Call Rag, Russian Rag, and Alexander's Ragtime Band. Here's another medley by the Youngsters, dedicated to George Gershwin, titled A Bouquet for George Gershwin.
In view, grew sort of dizzy, thought, gee, who is he? That sudden feeling, the one that they all love, no use concealing, I got what they call love. Now we're together, let's find out. feeling too.
Arthur Young with a completely different set of youngsters from those in Any Old Rags. That was the medley A Bouquet for George Gershwin, both sides of Regal Xenophone MR-1568, recorded December 20th, 1935. You, of course, recognized all of those tunes, Rhapsody in Blue, Lady Be Good, Fascinating Rhythm, Do Do Do, Swonderful, That Certain Feeling, Looking for a Boy, and I'd Rather Charleston. But you may not have recognized the female vocalist as Helen Howard. A couple of weeks ago, I was going to have an unfair segment. It got postponed at the last minute, but here are a couple of the records I was going to play in that set.
Made it come
in love like a finger and a glove. Close together we'll remain, never stray from lover's lane. Show the world a thing or two, what two hearts can really do. You for me and me for you, fair and square in love.
On July 1st, 1938, in Victor's New York Studio One, Willie Farmer and his orchestra recorded Fair and Square with vocalist Bert Shaw to be released on Victor's Bluebird label. Remarkably, on the very same day, next door in Studio Two, Fats Waller and his Rhythm also recorded Fair and Square. And I don't have to tell you which one I just played. Fair and Square was written by Andy Razaf and Queenie Ada Rubin, and Fats' version was issued on Victor 25891. Richard Himber's theme song was It Isn't Fair, which he composed and recorded in 1933 and 1939, but before Fats, you heard Rita Smith's rendition of It Isn't Fair, backed by Isham Jones and his orchestra on Victor 24367, made July 24, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. You can buy almost anything from Costco, and you may recall the big news story from a few years ago when Costco started selling caskets online. Well, I received my Costco magazine in the mail the other day, and it contained a listing for one of Costco's newest offerings, barns. Yes, up to a 16 by 32 foot, two-story gorilla shed barn, starting at $14,000 delivered, and you don't even have to have a barn raising. They'll do it for you. You might even be able to host a barn dance in it, and if you do, we'll provide the music.
I swing my gal and she swings me over at the old barn dance. Well, we have a little drink, maybe two or three, over at the old barn dance. Now old Bill Jones, he gets tight. Well, he plays that fiddle and he plays it right. Well, you can't help staying there all night over at the old barn dance. Referring to loves nobody else but me. Even her old pa and ma says, Mary, there's your chance. But they don't know what's going on over at the old barn dance.
I do love to bop, ring dee doo, yadda bop 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 bop.
Now up the river and around the bend, over at the old barn dance. six legs up and gone again, over at the old barn dance. Grab your partner by the craw and swing them all around old Arkansas. If you can't swing your swing, paw or maw, over at the old barn dance. Over at the old barn dance. Well, we have a little dance, maybe two or three, over at the old barn dance. Now, calling dances is lots of fun. Turkey in the straw and run, Johnny, run. Well, you don't know when we get done, over at the old barn dance.
Thank you.
Joel P. Corin, C-O-R-I-N, was an American composer, and you heard his 1911 tune, San Fran Pan-American, promoting the Panama Pacific Exposition on the July 28, 2019 show. But Corin was also fond of barn dance tunes, including the old barn dance, Go and Get Your Partner for the Barn Dance, and the one we just heard, Cornhuskin Barn Dance, played there by the Victor Dance Orchestra on Victor 16379, recorded May 26, 1909. Before that were the Hoosier Hotshots in 1944 with the Barn Dance Polka, written by Jerry Seelan and Lester Lee on Decca 4453. We started off this barn dance with Frankie Wallace and his guitar, who was over at the old barn dance. And yes, you're right, Frankie Wallace was actually Frankie Marvin, who also wrote Over at the Old Barn Dance. Jewel 78, number 5992, was made April 30th, 1930. Last week I mentioned the Dandy record label. Okay, you're way ahead of me. Here are some more Dandy records, not necessarily on the Dandy label.
Somebody like you and shame you. I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear. So what can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? Thank you.
rocking chair sat an old loving pair, watching the embers aglow. And then she cuddled near as he whispered, "My dear, remember the days long ago, when I was the dandy and you were the belle. We went out walking on Sunday. I wore a tulip right in my lapel, and you wore the bonnet with red roses on it. Oh, how proud and happy I used to be to have the crown. See you out walking with me, my dear, when I was the dandy and you were the belle, in those dear old sweetheart days. When grandma and grandpa were young, sweetheart, conditions were different, they say. Why, a dozen fresh eggs cost a whole quarter, but now chickens charge more to lay. They're dressing as they never dressed before. Why, the chorus girls wear clothes to fit a queen. Why, a girl of 16 looks like 54. And if you should see grandma out in the street, she looks like sweet 16. No wonder they would say, bring back the good old days, when I was the dandy and you were the belle. We went out walking on Sunday. I wore a tulip right in my lapel, and you wore the bonnet with red roses on it. Oh, how proud and happy I used to be to have the crown. See you out walking with me, my dear, when I was the dandy and you were the belle, in those dear old sweetheart days.
Irving Kaufman with Selvin's Orchestra and When I Was the Dandy and You Were the Belle of the Ball. Herman Ruby wrote the words to the tune by Lou Handman and Dave Dreyer. That's from Vocalion 14868, recorded in July or August of 1924. You've heard Ed Gagan a couple of times on the show as piano accompanist for Irish tenor Frank Quinn, and you'll recall that his real name is Ed Geffigan. Ed Geffigan had his own orchestra, and before Irving Kaufman, you heard Ed Geffigan and his orchestra playing a medley of jigs consisting of Paddy the Dandy, the Bells of Shannon, and the Far Down Jig. That's from Victor 20711, recorded April 20th, 1927. We started off this Dandy segment with a Dandy record by the Dandy Dance Orchestra on the Dandy record label, catalog number 5158, probably from 1926, the year the label went out of business. The first segment about Oscar Ford and last week's segment on Dearborn reminded me that back on the July 21st show I played Since Henry Ford Apologized to Me by the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones, and Ernie Hare. But I didn't tell you about how the song came to be. In addition to the Ford Motor Company, Henry Ford owned the newspaper, the Dearborn Independent, one of the largest publications in the U.S. in the 1920s. The newspaper printed 91 anti-Semitic articles between 1920 and 1925, and they were republished in pamphlets titled The International Jew, The World's Foremost Problem, claiming the evilness of Jewish influence, and that international financiers were behind all wars. Numerous lawsuits were filed against Ford as a result of these articles, but the only one to go to court was brought by Aaron Sapiro, a San Francisco, California attorney who was personally named and attacked in one of the articles in The Independent. Sapiro's suit ended in a mistrial due to accusations of jury tampering. Nonetheless, Ford sought to end this and the other legal actions against him and counter the negative publicity by issuing an apology. But Ford didn't write the apology. New York attorney Louis Marshall, president of the American Jewish Committee, did. Nor did Ford personally sign the apology letter. An assistant did. In it, Ford claimed he was unaware of the remarks in the articles and pamphlets and that he was shocked by the content. Reactions to the apology were understandably mixed, with many doubting Ford's sincerity, and in fact the articles reappeared and continued to be distributed even though the Dearborn Independent newspaper and Dearborn Publishing went out of business. Adolf Hitler considered Henry Ford an inspiration and kept copies of the International Jew and a large portrait of Ford in his Munich office. The song "Since Henry Ford Apologized to Me" was composed by Dave Stamper, and the words by Ballard MacDonald and Billy Rose are decidedly tongue-in-cheek. I thought the Happiness Boys made the only recordings on Victor and Columbia, but there are at least two others, one by Irving Kaufman on Columbia, and this one by Jimmy Hussey, all made within a few days of each other.
I don't mind telling you that I'm so happy I could cry. I'm feeling simply great. I'm gonna celebrate. I bought myself a quarter hooch, a collar and a tie. And if you see me making whoopee, here's my alibi. I was sad and I was blue, but now I'm just as good as you. Since Henry Ford apologized to me, I threw away my little Chevrolet and bought myself a Ford Coupe. I told the superintendent that the Dearborn Independent didn't have to hang up where it used to be. I'm happy that Sapiro settled up his case. I'm sorry that I cut my nose to spite my race. I'm glad he changed his point of view, and I like even Edsel too, since Henry Ford apologized to me. To even up for what he did, I bought a tractor for the kid, since Henry Ford apologized to me. Levinsky had a baby yesterday and named it Lizzie right away. I had a cold and how it hurt. Now I don't suffer in Detroit since Henry said he's sorry as can be. He's got an aviator for his new machine. Instead of Colonel Lindbergh, he's got Lockheed Lavin. I don't care what the rabbis say, I'll drive my car on Saturday, since Henry Ford apologized to me.
Jimmy Hussey and his version of "Since Henry Ford Apologized to Me" from Brunswick 3654, recorded September 4th, 1927. An article in the March 5, 1927 edition of the Vaudeville News says none can deny that the stage today has no better Hebrew character comedian than Jimmy Hussey. But Jimmy Hussey wasn't Jewish at all, but Irish. He was born January 18, 1891 in Chicago, but his parents, Michael Hussey and Annie Nicholson, had emigrated from Ireland. When he got into show business, he decided that since there were so many Irish character comedians who were Jewish, that he would become an Irish Jewish character comedian. And at the height of his career, he was one of the highest paid comics in show business. Even so, he was known as a regular fellow and liked by all. He never worried about the future and was known to toss money around. Jimmy Hussey died of pneumonia on November 29, 1930, at just 39 years of age. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.